Okay, today's daf is Arla Daf Yud. Arla Daf Yud, and just to note that the Shira sponsored and the rest of the Shiurim for Zraim are sponsored for the welfare of all of our Chayalim and all of our ones that are defending us, again, anonymously, as a zchus for Am Yisrael. A zchus for Am Yisrael, all the zchuyos that we need here in Eretz Yisrael and all over the world. We should have zchuyos from the Kodesh Baruch Hu should shower us with brachos. Okay, we are on Tesma Beis. Gemara says, let's go back to the statement of Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina Gamliel says, middle of Tesma Beis, Yalda Shesivka Lezakena, Tara Yalda. We said, if you have a yalda, you have a tree that's within the first 3 years, and I took a branch, and while it's attached to the ground, I connected it to an older tree, which is past the years of Arla. So Tara HaYalda, it purified the yalda, so to speak, meaning no more years of Arla. No more years of Arla, now the whole thing is a mutter. So Amar Abichia Barba Mastisa Amar Kain. I think our Mishnah is a raya to this. Our Mishnah is a raya that if you have a tree that was Mechubar, that's Arla. And then we attached it to an older, so then it becomes purified. We didn't know that from the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a similar case, not exactly, as the Gemara is going to say, maybe you could be Mechalik. But Matisa Amar Kain, remember our Mishnah said, Sipuk Gafanim, Sipuk Al Sipuk, what happened? I grafted a vine, a branch, a detached branch, onto a vine, and then another vine to the vine, meaning I grafted it, and then Afal Pi Shehivrichan Ba'aretz, Mutter. Then what did the Mishnah say on the top of Chesma Beis? Even though, again, I grafted a branch, and now it's an older tree, and it's not Chayiv and Arla. And then I now took that branch, and I put it into the ground, I bent it, and took it out somewhere else. So the Mishnah says that doesn't change anything. Aval bishiv richan bar is mutter. Right? But 1 second, says the Gemara, maybe I should think that it's getting nourishment from the ground, which would make it a new tree, and maybe it's getting more connected to the ground, and it wasn't really connected strongly to the tree that you grafted it to. So if a chash lomar, maybe I should be concerned, shema hishrisha hayalda ajlo tesachem and azakena, maybe it's getting more connected and the roots in the ground are growing even before it gets strengthened where you grafted it to, from the bush, from the tree that you grafted it to. And if that's true, then what? If it's getting nourished from the ground, that's Arla. You're right, where you grafted it to, that's post-Arla, but we're not worried about that. We're not worried that it's like Arla-filled because it's in the roots, but where it's connected to, we say that patur continues to work. It must be that even if something is Arla, if it's connected to a Zakena, it's not going to be a problem, right? Because we're not worried about that. Again, v'chash lomar, why aren't we concerned? Again, what's the case? You have a vine that you connected to a tree that's old. And now you took that and you bent it into the ground. Maybe it's like the roots in the ground are getting more nourished there, so it should be like Arla. And then only after that, it's going to continue and strengthen its connection to the grafting that you did, right? We're not worried about that. Obviously, because even if it's true that the roots strengthen and now it should be Arla, but once it gets strengthened from its host bush, which is a zakein, it's going to pater. So isn't our Mishnah a raya to Rabbi Chanina? Okay, what was Rabbi Chanina's case? Or his case is that you took a whole tree and you connected it to a young tree, connected it to an old tree, so it's now nechshav old. So isn't that a raya from our Mishnah that we're not worried about it? So the Gemara said, no, maybe the Mishnah's not a raya on two levels. Rabbi Chananya, Berei de Rabbi Hillel, de Rabbi Yehuda, no, maybe our Mishnah's holding like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said a farming reality, and that is, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Mis'achel hu hi achlo tashrish. No, you grafted it onto this tree. It has to be a tree, a fruit tree. Grafted onto the tree, and now it's not Arla. And now you're selling to me, oh, maybe you have to be worried that once you bent it into the ground, it's going to get nourished first from the ground before it gets strengthened from its host tree. That's impossible. So, Rabbi Yehuda, that's impossible. It's for sure first going to be strongly connected to its host tree, which is putter from Arla, before it gets any strength in the ground. So there's no raya from our Mishnah. What are we trying to bring a raya to? If something is Arla, then it can become un-Arla, so to speak. Right? That's what we're trying to prove for Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says you have a yalda and you misapik it, you connected it to the zakena, and now it's all considered unarlad. Raya from our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah, maybe the roots became strong and it should be arla, and only afterwards it got thickened to the zakena that it was grafted to. Tributa says that's impossible. So there's no raya from our Mishnah. So in our Mishnah, it for sure has to be not arla before it becomes arla. So there's no raya that once something is arla, it could be potter. So that's Rabbi Yehuda number one. Number two, another rejection, Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Shirashimein behem mamish. Come on, there's no comparison, says Rabbi Yossi in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. The roots aren't significant. What's Rabbi Chanina saying? You have a nice, strong, robust fruit tree. That's arla. And then you're going to connect that to an old tree, and he's saying, oh, now it becomes unarlad. That's a huge chiddush. You bring that as a raya from our Mishnah? What's our Mishnah? What's the suggestion, the raya from our Mishnah? Maybe the roots, it's getting nourished a little bit from the ground, and that's going to make it arla before it gets strengthened from the host grafted tree that you connected to the two. But that's such a significant stage of arla. That's roots. Roots ain't behem mamish. That's a raya to Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina is a much bigger chiddush. You have no raya from our Mishnah. Rabbi Chanina is like you have a mamish, a tree of arla, and then you want to connect it to the zakena. No, there's no raya to that from our Mishnah. So we try to bring a raya from our Mishnah to Rabbi Chanina, and we rejected it twice. So says the Gemara now. Amar Reb Zeira or Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi just said the second answer in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So Reb Zeira is about to say to Reb Yossi, you just quoted this from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan meaning saying there's no raya from our Mishnah, which implies that Rabbi Yochanan argues on the din of Rabbi Chanina. If he's saying that you can't bring any raya from the Mishnah, Mistama he argues. That's the point of Rabbi Yossi's quoting Rabbi Yochanan. So he argues. So Rabbi Zeira says, Beferi shamatana min Rabbi Yochanan o min shitase. Did you hear explicitly that he argues with Rabbi Chanina's chiddush? Again, what's Rabbi Chanina's chiddush? You have a fruit tree that's arla, and you graft it onto a tree that's post-arla, the whole thing is putter. There's no more arla. So, did you hear that Rabbi Yochanan argues on that explicitly? Or are you implying it from somewhere? So, why? Dam Rabbi Yochanan. So, this is now Reb Zeira suggesting. Dam Rabbi Yochanan v'tani kein. Because maybe this is where you got it from. Hikdish, from the following Tosefta. Hikdish v'yacharkach natab. I decide that what I'm about to plant is Beis HaMikdash owned. I'm going to give this to the Beis HaMikdash, Hikdish. And then I planted, V'achar natab matpatam in arla. Right, it's considered Hikdish, right? But what does it say? In the, as if, V'achaltem, right, the psukim by arla, which we read in Parshas Kedoshim, it's your land. Right, you come to Kisavoel, I forgot the exact pasuk, right, you come to your land, excluding Hikdish. So Hikdish is going to be putter. So if you were makdish, then you planted it to the ground, it's putter from arla, right? That's what the Pnei Moshe says on the third line. Chal ha-hektish alav mikonem shenatu. Or natav yacharka hektish. But what happens here? You planted something, it's arla, and then you want to be makdish it? Chayiv ba-arla. It's chayiv in arla, meaning hektish doesn't exempt. Hektish doesn't exempt. So this is Reb Zeira talking and saying, so you... Rabbi Yochanan made this statement that if you planted something and then you wanted to be makdashit, so then that's not going to potter. The atun sovereign meimar, hektish potter zakena potter. And you, this is still Rabbi Zeira talking to Rabbi Yossi, and you assumed that when Rabbi Yochanan said this, this is against the statement of Rabbi Chanina we started before. What do you mean? What did Rabbi Chanina say before? Again, what did he say? If you have arla and you connect it to an old tree, it potters. What did Rabbi Yochanan say here? You have an arla tree and you make it hektish, it doesn't potter. Oh, so mistama, this is Rabbi Zeira talking to Rabbi Yossi, you assume that it must be arguing because there's two exemptions here, right? There's an exemption of connecting it to a non-arla, post-arla. There's an exemption of hektish. And Rabbi Yochanan says that hektish doesn't exempt. If you plant a tree and they say, I am makdash into the base of Mikdash, that doesn't remove its arla status. It's still arla. So it must be that he would also argue the Rabbi Chanina. If you have an arla tree and you connect it, you try to exempt, it doesn't work, says Reb Zeira, but that's not true. You can't compare the two things. So don't tell me that Rabbi Yochanan must argue because you heard that implicitly. Velodamya, it's not comparable. Why? Hektish is less of a strong exemptor, so to speak. Hekdesh can't poter. Why? Because at any moment in time, when you have something that's hekdesh, you can make it unhekdesh. You can poter it. Hekdesh ro'u lefdoso l'chayva. Right? Hekdesh, you're going to say, oh, if you call it hekdesh, then it loses its arla status, but at any second, you can make hekdesh into non-hekdesh, and then it should gain its arla status? No. Hekdesh is not such a strong poter, so therefore you can't say that that's going to poter. But what are the other case? Is l'chagab is a kena roi lachshav alo l'chayva? Rhetorical question? Exclamation point? Right, but if I connect an arla tree to a post-arla tree, an old tree can never become young again. I know we like to take medicines or whatever it is to become young again, but by trees, once it's 5 years old, it's 5 years old. It's not going back to its youth. And therefore, you can't compare. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan would agree to Rabbi Chanina, right? Just because hekdesh cannot exempt a prior arla status, maybe a zakena can exempt a prior arla status. And therefore, you cannot compare the two. Period. That is point number one. And don't tell me that Rabbi Yochanan would explicitly aser. And then we're going to bring a raya in a minute that Rabbi Yochanan explicitly agrees to Rabbi Chanina. Not only do I think your implication is wrong, and therefore he might agree, I think I have a raya that he does agree. But before that, for a minute, hekdesh comes up here, as we've said before. It's an interesting discussion. The Achronim discuss, not really so much in the Rishonim, the Achronim discuss how exactly the mahus of hekdesh, right? We know there are different categories. We mention often different categories of halacha of Torah. There's monetary law, there's tumah v'tahara, there's isser v'heter, there's kudshim, there's different categories. So when you come to hekdesh, which is obviously having to do with the Beis HaMikdash, the Shev Shmaitza in Shmaitza Vav, you know, the Shev Shmaitza, seven sugyas, that's the author of the Ksos, he gave these at his Sheva Brachas. Or he wrote them for his Sheva Brachas. I don't know if he gave them, that would be very long Sheva Brachas. Just to read them without understanding them would be long. But the Shev Shmaitza thinks that hekdesh is a din isser. Shev Shmaitza, Shmaitza Vav, Perek Dalet, here he quotes, a din isser, not a din mamon. And that's why even one aid, right, we need two aidim by monetary law, by dinim amonis. But one aid could be ne'eman, that something went, let's say it was poda, it was nifta. They went from Rishus Gavoa to Rishus Hedyot, because it's not mamon, it's Torah's iser. And he quotes, Araya Tosfos in Me'ila says that hekdesh could be batel barov. Hekdesh could be batel. If something is, let's say you owe me five shekel, and then I don't know, your money gets one person's money gets mixed up in somebody else's money. You know, one to a thousand. Oh, it's batel, it's all mine. You don't say that. You don't say that mammon is batel, but the Tosfos says in Me'ila that hekdesh is batel. Says the Shev Shmaitza, I think that shows that it's isser v'heter. It's v'heter, not dini mammonis, and therefore he thinks nechse gavoa are always not Torah's mammon, but Torah's isser. And other achronim are not so convinced. We've quoted in the past Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Asmendar and the Rebbe Chanan thinks that there's both. There's monetary law and there's isurim. The question is which comes first. And this we mentioned often Mishim Reb Chaim, but just to quote it in a way that we don't always quote it. Is it that the isser causes the mammon or the mammon causes the isser? What does that mean? And we're machalik often between kachi mizbeach and kachi betek habayis. Kachi betek habayis, again, without bringing the rayas this time, kachi betek habayis is that, what do we say? How does that work? If I want to, you know, give something to the property, I want to give a table to hekdesh. I want to give a shtender to hekdesh. What do? I'm machdesh it. How does that work? I make it monetarily shel hekdesh. I change monetarily. Once that happens, sanctity, kedushas chal on it. So it's the monetary law that causes the isser. But when it comes to, let's say, I want to give my sheep to as a carbon, what happens there? I sanctify it, I makdish it. There, Rabbi Chanan says the opposite works. It's you first label it as a carbon. That's an isser. It becomes, you know, usher to get benefit from. Memela, then it becomes mamono shel hekdesh. Right? That's how the Rebbe Chanan classifies it, but again, it's that we've quoted in the past the difference between kachi betek habayis and kachi mizbeach, and we quoted that's how the The Mefarshim explained, Tosfos and Baba Kama quotes that there's a difference between selling. Is Hekdesh considered selling for like Dalet Vehei after you steal? So two different Gemaras. One says yes, one says no. So Tosfos says it depends. Kachet Bedek Abayis, that's called selling because first it's monetary law and then Isser. Masha'en Kain, when it comes to Kachet Mizbeach, then it's first Isser and then monetary law. Okay, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to Hekdesh. Hekdesh is a very serious. In people's minds, we think people take it very seriously. We've had people are awed of Shabbos, emas Shabbos aleihem, emas kutshim aleihem. We said like the Amayaris don't fool around with Hekdesh. But that also might be why, and then we'll continue. The Rambam quotes that you cannot be chozer bo toch de dibor by Hekdesh. Right, even though usually we could be chozer bo, right? Hamelach HaKadosh, Hakel HaKadosh. No, you could go back within a second, but by most things you could go back toka de dibur, but not by the Gemara says Nadarim Pezayin Gitin VeKiddushin Megadef and Avodah Zarah. Right, cursing God, you can't curse God and then say just joking, right? Chas v'shalom, or getting married or divorced. So the Rambam also quotes Hekdesh. Hekdesh. So Hekdesh must be included like the same rules as Mekadesh, Kiddushin. We've had lists of that before. The parallels between Kiddushin and Hekdesh. But the Ran says there, if you remember, Nedarim Pei Zayin, why can't you go back to Okadid Yibur? Why can't you go back the next second? Because people take these very seriously. They don't joke around. If somebody is going to marry or divorce or Avodah Zarah, people don't joke around that. So if they do it, they meant it. And therefore, we're not going to let you retract even within 3 seconds. So if the Rambam says that by Hekdesh, and you use the Ran Svara, so that's showing that people take Hekdesh very seriously also. And they don't joke around with it. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So again, what are we talking about? Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Zera said to Rabbi Yossi again, I don't think that Rabbi Yochanan for sure argues on Rabbi Chanina. What did Rabbi Chanina say? Rabbi Chanina started our daf today. Rabbi Chanina said, you take an Arla tree, first 3 years, and you graft it onto a older tree, putter. No more Arla. No more Arla. So Rabbi Yossi quoted, Rabbi Yochanan argues on that. Rabbi Yochanan argues on that. He says there's no raya from our Mishnah. Mashmah, he argues on that. Says Rabbi Zera, I don't think he argues. I don't think he argues. First of all, what? Did you imply it from the lack of Hekdesh exemption? But that's, you can't compare the two. Hekdesh is not such a strong exemption. Right? But by a Zakena, maybe it is a strong exemption. Number one. Number two, I think Rabbi Yochanan says like Rabbi Chanina. And he would say, if you take an old tree and you graft it onto an old tree, I think it would pater. Why? From the following. Rabbi Vo, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Again, it's a question of how to read this Gemara, but this is how the Mara Fulda and others say. This is a continuation of Rabbi Zera's point. Now I'll show you that Rabbi Yochanan does hold of it. Why? Esrog, Shechanat, Bishnas, Arla. You have an Esrog. An Esrog that blossomed in the years of Arla. Right? Second year, Chanata. Remember, that's a third growth. It blossoms, gets its status of an esrog during Arla. So it's an Arla esrog. It's an Arla esrog. The Yatza, Bishnas Heter, then it got bigger. Now it's fourth year. Remember, esrog can stay on the tree for a couple of years. Hadar, that's what the Gemara says in Sukkah. Hadar b'ilano mishana lashana. That's why it's pre-ace Hadar, right? Because it can last. So what happened? You have an esrog. It was a Arla esrog, and it kept growing. And then, so in this esrog now, let's say it's the fifth year. It's a little bit Arla, it's a little bit not Arla, right? As it grew, the stuff that grew afterwards, that's not Arla really, but it came from an Arla. The Sibko Lachadero, we're going to read this as, or you have an Esrog that was Arla and you grafted it onto a tree that was not Arla. Same kind of thing. So now you have a mixture here. You have a mixture here between Arla and not Arla, right? An Esrog that you grafted onto an old tree, or an Esrog that you just let grow. So says the Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Mosif Kama Usser. Even if it gets very big, it's still Usser. We'll never say that the largest that was added on afterwards is going to be Mevatel, the original Arla Esro. We're never going to say that. Why? She'en Gidule Isser Malanasa Isser. Because stuff that comes from the Esrog can't nullify the Esrog itself. If the Esrog is Arla and it grows bigger, we can't say that growth, which is post-Arla, is going to be Mevatel. Because if it comes out of the Isser, it's not going to be able to be Mevatel. So says the Gemara, that's the only reason. The only reason that it's not going to be, the outside is not going to be mevatel the original arla is because it's yotze min ha'iser. Ha'yalda sesifka tahara yalda. But if it was not this case, but if it was like a case of you have a new tree, you have a new arla tree, and then you graft it onto an old tree, then lachar that would work. Meaning like Rabbi Hanina's original statement. Itamer lo tara, because if you don't say this, afilu mosef kama aser, why do you have to bring in this new factor of anything that grows? Wouldn't it be mevatel the original esro? That's a new factor. Just say that grafting is not going to help you. And even if you did yalda on a zakena, the zakena is not going to be mevatel. Rabbi Yochanan quotes this unique, different factor of it grew out of this esrog shel arla, so it's not going to be mevatel it. No, just say, if anything that grows or anything grafts, that's not going to be able to change the status of the original. He didn't say that. So says Rabbi Avos, quoting our Gemara, so it must be because I think he holds like Rabbi Hanina. And therefore, if you have the tree, the grafted tree, and you put it onto an old tree, that would potter. That would potter. Fine. So now the Gemara says something similar but a little different. Similar but a little different. Rabbi Zira b'shem Rabbanin. Rabbi Zera, in the name of Rabbanin, say, Esrog shachana b'shas arlov yatsa b'shas heter, v'sivko l'chaveiro, afilu mosif kama asur. So far it's the exact same thing that we said before. Rabbi Zera just quoted this before, Rabbi Yevo in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Zera in the name of the Rabbanin, right, what's the case? You have an Esrog that grew, and you left it on the tree after Arla, or you grafted it to an old tree, even if it gets big, it's still asur. But here, we add in one line. V'lokin alav b'kizayis. But if you eat a kizayis of it, then there's going to be malchus. Which means, right, up until now, in the previous brayso, we thought that, what did the language say? The new stuff can't be mevatel the old. Right? The new growth can't be mevatel the original. But that sounds like the new stuff is not itself usur. It's just that there's a mixture here, and the new stuff is not enough to be mevatel. But what does this statement say? If you eat a kizayis from this, you're done. You're chayef. That sounds like the new stuff itself is usur. So says the Gemara. Amr Maishler Rabbi Zeira. Tartin milanatan amrim. You said two things. Vinim pliga chalachada. And they argue on each other. Why? Hacha atun. Here you said on Amad Aleph in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Amrim shein gedule iser malanas iser. You said on Amad Aleph that when this esro grows, the two cases in the Brisa, when the esro that was created in Arla grows after Arla, right? Or you take this Arla Esrog and you graft it onto an old tree. Either of those cases, you said, the new growth can't nullify the original Isser. But what does that sound like? The new growth is not Usser itself. It's just not enough to be Mavatel, the original Isser. And here we say, V'hach atun amrin, and here you're saying in the name of Rabbanin, Lokin ala b'kizayis. Even if you just eat a kizayis? No, you should have to eat a large majority. V'yokal v'chezron sheishbo. You should just percentage-wise. Is itself the growth usur or is it not usur? So Reb Zeri made two statements and they seem to contradict each other. Answer, remember there were two cases that we're talking about. Maybe the last lines are each talking about a different one of the cases. Says the Gemara, Amar Reb Yona, Kan Machmas Atzmo Huchai. The case that, the second case over here that we're talking about, Lokin Allah B'Kizayis, that's only going on the case where you have an esrog that grew. You have an esrog that grew in Arla and it got bigger after Arla, that whole thing is asur. That's all esrog. Right, and therefore, that's what we say. If you eat a kizayis of it, that's a kizayis of Arla, and it's going to be a problem. It's not going on the Sifko Lechaveiro case. Vikan, but of the Amad Aleph Braisa, Machma Sipuku, where it says the Isser is not going to be Mevatel, the original, that line is talking about the grafting case. We have an esrog that grew, and then you grafted it on. So that's the two cases. There are two cases. So we thought both Bryces, they're both talking about two cases, and it's a stira. So we ended up saying, no. One line is talking about one case, and one line is talking about the other case, where it says, if you eat a kizayis of it, that's only talking about where the esrog stayed on the same tree, and it grew. Amad Aleph, where it says, the isra is not mevatel, which is mashma, that it itself is not a problem, is just not enough to be mevatel. That's talking about a case where it was grafted. One more line, and then we finish this sugya. Me'ata, 1 second, says the Gemara, according to this, what do we just say? If you have esrogs that grow, and then they get bigger and bigger, so then that whole esrog is going to be usur inherently, every part of that esrog. Even if it's now year 5, The whole esrog is considered arla. I take a bite out of it, a kezias, so then I am chayiv, chayiv malchus. But the case where I graft an esrog onto another tree, then it's only going to go by percentage-wise. It's going to go by, you know, whatever grows more is not enough to be mevatel. So if I eat a kezias of that, it wouldn't be yasser. So the Gemara says, think about this case. It's kind of unusual. Me'ata esrog shechanat b'shasa arla v'yatza b'shas heter v'sifko l'chaveru v'chein chaveru l'chaveru zeh l'zeh. What does that mean? Questionable in the Mefarshim, but this is how one of the Mefarshim deals with it. I think the Mara folded a little bit, and that is you have two Arla Esrog trees. Right? I have one, they both grew in Arla. So right now, as they grow, I eat a kezias of any of them, chayiv. But look what I do. I take a branch of one and graft it on the other. I take a branch of the other one and graft it on the other. I flip. So now, ironically, it's more lakula. Because now, as it grows, whatever grows on it, it's a different source. Because those trees are now, I grafted in like year five. You guys are year five. So right now, like it's all, the esrogim are all usser, because as we just said, they grew what's the lashon? Of atzmo, right? Machmas atzmo huchai. But if you graft it onto another tree, even another esrog tree, it's going to be more lakula, and you would only be usser. We just say, ain isser mevatel, as the new growths are mevatel yisser. So he says that would be a little interesting. Tiharo zedzeh. They would be matar zedzeh in terms of it not being chayev for a kezias itself. Malchus itself is a lot to talk about. Maybe one ha'ara, I think that the Rambam says that Malchus, there's a special din of Malchus. Maybe this is a historical Rambam also. The Rambam says, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Malkin bizman hazeh b'chol makom min haTorah b'fnei shlosha smuchin. Malchus has a din of b'fnei Bezdin. Right? Bezdin doesn't just paskin the shilas, but the punishment of Malchus has to be done in front of Bezdin. So this was important halachically, historically, based on if you remember, the Spanish Inquisition and the Muranos. Right? This is the Rambam's Smicha controversy, right? The 1500s. The Rambam has a Shita, unlike all other Rishonim, and that is one could restart Smicha if, don't you need Ishmi pi, right? Samach mi pi samach, right? From Moshe Rabbeinu? No! The Rambam says, if all the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael decide that they could give somebody smicha, they could give somebody smicha. That's the Rambam in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Aleph. Nirin li advarim, which means that he's saying this based on his own conviction. She'im eskimu kalachachamim sheb Eretz Yisrael. Limnos dayanim. Velismoch osan. Again, all the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael. This has nothing to do with the mitzvah Tuliyah Baretz, but it's one of the halachas that are limited to Eretz Yisrael. There are a number of halachas that are limited to Eretz Yisrael that do not have to do with the land. Egla Rufa, Paral and Davashel Tzibur. There's a few. So here, if all the rabbis decide, Hare Elus Muchin, V'yishlan Ladun Dini Knasus, V'yishlan Lismoch Achareim, and they're called a Bezdin. So many of the Jews that on the outside, they gave up their Jews, or even ones that were Anusim and they couldn't stand the pressure, but then they wanted to do tshuva. And what the chayef kares, but how do you get rid of kares? How do you get rid of kares? The Gemara says, by getting malchus. But how could you get malchus? You need a bezdin to give you malchus. So they were looking for a bezdin. We don't have a bezdin nowadays. So where do you get a bezdin from? So they wrote to the rabbis in Sfat, please make us a bezdin, give somebody smicha. And once somebody gets smicha, then he could give smicha. So what they do, they all decided, the rabbis in Sfat, to give Rabbi Yosef Karo smicha. They gave him smicha. And the Maribei Rav, and they all gave him smicha. The problem was that the Rabbanim of Yerushalayim were not interested in relying on this Rambam and restarting the smicha. And if you look in the Radvaz here, he quotes this. He says, who says we hold like the Rambam, and who says the Rambam really meant it? Because the Rambam's last three words are, Vahadar Vart Sarach Hechra. Nobody knows what that means. You got to think about this. Is that Sarach Ian on the whole Chiddush? Right, not clear, even if the Rambam meant it. But once the rabbis of Yerushalayim, those are the two major centers of Torah in the 1500s, said no, then even the Rambam is done, right? Because you don't have all the rabbis. So that was it was important to get Bezdin, but didn't work. Interesting, on his kever in Sfat, it said Beres of Cairo, this whole story, and it says, but Hashkacha had it, that even though that smicha didn't work, he got smicha, because he became the rabbi of all of Am Yisrael, for history, right? By writing the Shulchan Aruch, we're all Tamidim of his. But that the Rambam talks about Dafka Bifnei Bezdin. Actually, Reb Chaim has a Chiddush Gadol, which the Chazon Ish doesn't understand, where he says Right, there is a halacha that we know, kasher zaman v'lo kasher asa. Once Bezdin acts based on Edim, so we say if the Edim were proven to be Edim Zomamin, right, you were with us, imanu ha-yisem, so then it's too late, once the Bezdin did it already. Kasher zaman v'lo kasher asa. Right, that's the Rashi's lashon, or hargu eidim rakin. Once you kill a person, then, you know, ironically, you can't punish. But what about by Mamanus? Most Rishonim say, what, you already paid to give the money back. Just give the money back. What's so hard? Right? It already happened? No, it didn't happen. Give the money back. What about Malchus? So Malchus, I would have put with Misa. You can't take back lashes. Could have take back lashes. The Rama puts Malchus with Mammon. Right? Malchus with Mammon. How could that be? You can't take back lashes. So Reb Chaim says, oh, once you undo that he wasn't Chayiv Malchus, then basically Bezdin would rather him not have gotten Malchus. They don't call it Malchus, so it wasn't Malchus b'fnei Bezdin. It wasn't a chiyah Malchus b'fnei Bezdin, and therefore it's as if it didn't happen. Chazon Ish says, what? It didn't happen. It happened. You want to say, oh, it didn't Malchus and Misa? So he's, but either way, it's all based on this Rambam that Malchus has to be done in front of a Bezdin. Okay, one more line. Rabbi Meir Omer. Oh, you know what? We'll stop here. But we're up to the last part of the Mishnah. The last part of the Mishnah, back on Chesma Beis. Let's just remember the case, so we can start it next time. Remeir argues on the case that we just said. And what was the case? I take a branch of a vine, that's Arla, and I connect it to a connect to a vine that's old. So now it's not Arla. And then even if I put it in the ground, that doesn't make it like new. Right? It's still connected to the host, and therefore it's not Arla. It's old. It's old. Remeir said, it depends. Remeir said it depends. If the original branch that you connected it to is strong, then fine. But if it's a very measly, dinky little branch, and the root in the ground is strong, so it obviously is getting more nourishment from the ground, then you have to say it's Arla. So what's that machlokas about? Right? The Tanakhama says it's always okay, and Remeir said no, it depends on the koach of each of the branches, so we'll have to pick up with that next time with Daf Yud Aleph.